Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I'm taking my team through this right now, and it was something that, again, Denise and Carla had us do on the cruise that we went on. They had us list out 20 things that brought us joy. And I feel like this is really important for our leaders to do for themselves going into 2018 and everything that's going to happen this year. A lot of us have been through a lot of life in the past year and a half, even 2 years in the business, outside of business, you know, just a lot of life. And I feel like this stage of life is even hard. A lot of us are in the same stage of life where everything is just swirling around us. It's like chaos all the time. And we feel like we have to keep up. We have to keep up with every single post notification and email. And am I being a good friend? Did I text that person recently? Am I being a good wife, mom? Am I serving where I should? And it just feels like it's this laundry list of things. And there's absolutely no margin, which look up that book and look up that concept, margin. There's absolutely no margin, and just our schedules are just jam-packed tight, and there's no time left for us. There's literally no time left for us, the person that we are, outside of all of the hats that we wear and all the roles. And as a leader, gosh, guys, we take on everything. We take on the responsibility of the success of our team. We take on the emotional stability of our team, the morale. We take on all of this stuff. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying if we aren't taking care of ourselves, if we aren't doing things to fill ourselves up, then how's that going to leave us? So something on the cruise, she had us list 20 things that brought us joy. And right now I'm doing this with my team to get us set up for 2018, to get everybody refocused. And some people are having a hard time. Some people had a hard time on the cruise. Some people are having a hard time right now, even verbalizing to me what 20 things are that bring them joy. What 20 things could be that make them happy, that make them feel refreshed, that make them smile. And I'm not talking about just family, kids, husband, spouse. I'm not just talking about that stuff, because that's a given, right? Those are our blessing. Those are our joys in life. But I'm talking about what makes you you. You know, what makes you the person just bubble over with joy? I'm trying to get them to dig really deep with this, because a lot of us have lost that. We've lost ourselves here in the last few years, because again, this is a hard stage of life. And when you're an entrepreneur and a business owner, it can even make it that much more difficult to remember, to remember and then put into practice and do things that bring us joy. Because if we were doing these things regularly, then it would be really easy to write down a list of 20 things that brings us joy, because we do them all the time. But the problem is we're not doing them. So we forget, and we really stop and sit down. We're like, I don't have a clue. Like, I haven't done anything just for myself in years, Kim. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why we're doing this exercise. So as we go into 2018, I really want you to think about that. First of all, what brings you joy? And secondly, are you doing any of those things? Are you exuding joy in life? Because if you're not, okay, let me put it this way. If you start doing things that bring you joy, then you will be filled with joy. You will be exuding joy, and that is attractive. People want to be like that person. People want to know what is giving you such joy and happiness in your life. They want to do what you're doing, because out there in the world, there's not a lot of joy. Everybody feels this way. This is a hard stage of life. So if they see somebody who is living in pure joy and walking out their purpose, and oh, by the way, I also run a business, a super successful business, and I'm a leader in my industry, they're going to want to know what you're doing, and they're going to want to join you specifically. So my goal for 2018 is to lead women to have it all. I don't want to lead them to destruction where they lose themselves in being an entrepreneur and a business and a business owner. I don't want that. I want the same thing to happen to them that happened to me. I totally fell apart and lost myself. I'm not going to do that anymore. This year, I'm focused on showing women they can have it all. And this comes directly from Pam Souter in a conversation that I had with her. She decided when she was growing her network marketing business years ago, the first one that she did, that she wasn't going to do it either. No more. She was not going to lead women to destruction. She was going to lead them and show them that they can have it all. And so that's what she started doing. So that's my goal for 2018. I would challenge you to do the same thing. What are 20 things that bring you joy, and are you doing them? Are you leading by example? Are you exuding joy? Because it's attractive when you do, and people want to join that. They want to be around it. They can't get enough of it because they want some of that for themselves too.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.